A dictation for Roger Robertson, R-O-B-E-R-S-O-N. Date of birth, March 31st, 1953. Mr. Robertson, a new dialysis patient, Mount Pleasant. Underlying obstructed uropathy, a small kidney on the left side, hydronephrosis on the right side, requiring follow-up with urology, stenting, multiple episodes of urinary tract infection, remote history when he was 26 years old of both ureters requiring re-implantation. He just started on dialysis, AV fistula on the left upper extremity, some problems with infiltration, which is not atypical in a new access fistula. The fistula, however, is there for a few years. Presently, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea, blood in the stools, urine clear without cloudiness or blood, some degree of lower extremity edema, no chest pain palpitation, some degree of dyspnea, no gross orthopnea PND, uses a CPAP machine. Next paragraph, the past medical history, as indicated before, problems with abnormalities of the ureter requiring re-implantation at the age of 26. A small kidney on the left side, hydronephrosis on the right side, prior procedures, ureteral stent, urinary tract infection, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, obesity, hypothyroidism, gout, prior kidney stones, no active coronary artery disease, no TIS stroke, even thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, prior blood transfusion, prior exposure to hepatitis C. Prior blood transfusion, prior jaundice when he was in the 1970s, but I'm not aware of hepatitis B or C. Surgeries including bilateral ureteral repair, reimplantation, tonsils adenoids, fracture of the left ankle, multiple cystoscopies. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, medications include aspirin, stool softeners. He's been complaining of constipation. I'm asking him to avoid magnesium base or phosphorus base. On dialysis, Epogen, metoprolol, Norvasc, vitamin D, uloric acid, Plavix, Pravacol, Terazosin, Torsemide, iron infusion. Next paragraph, no smoking, alcohol, pressing, or pass. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, review system for constipation. Next paragraph, physical exam. He is alert or intestine 3. Blood pressure has been pre-dialysis in the 140s, 150s, over 50s. The low number during dialysis in the 90s to 120s. Post-dialysis in the 130s to 140s. Mild decreased hearing, normal speech, alert intestine 3, no facial asymmetry, normal eye movements. No palpable neck masses, carotid bruise, JVD or lymph nodes, no localized valvulitis, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rapid gallop, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, no rebound guarding, minor peripheral edema, AB fistula left-sided, and no focal deficit. Next paragraph. Chemistries. KTB at 1.2, URR at 67. Low normal white blood cells, low platelet count, which appears to be chronic in the 80s to 120s, anemia around 10.2. Normal potassium acid-base albumin. Normal calcium phosphorus, PTH at 448. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Number one, ESRD. Next number, prevalence of ureteral abnormalities when he was 26 years old. I don't have any further information, but this very well could be related to ureteral reflux requiring reimplantation. Next number, atrophy of the left kidney. Next number, right sided hydronephrosis, multiple procedures, ureteral stenting. Next number, recurrent urinary tract infection. Next number, hypertension. Next number, obesity, sleep apnea on CPAP machine. Next number, hyperlipidemia. Next number, history of gout on treatment. Next number, history of kidney stones. Next number, from the dialysis perspective, he understands that the time on dialysis depends in our ability to achieve clearance of 70% or corrected for body size and volume of 1.3, minimal 1.2. We will adjust time, the size of the kidney membrane, the size of the needle and blood flow according to the fistula maturation. In terms of anemia, our goal hemoglobin is 10, which he is. We will keep an eye on the low white blood cell and low platelets. He has good nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, and PTH control, a normal potassium acid base. He is exploring transplant workup through University of Michigan. Is going to require updating stress testing and others. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.